Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show.
I hope you guys have had a wonderful week.
There's a lot of things been going on this week, especially on the news. And I want to give some thoughts. I got some thoughts, and a lot of you guys may know, may not know. I'm quite sure you do know. I'd like to say condolences to the prayers for the Bush family. 41st President George Herbert Walker Bush. Date of birth, June 12, 1924, November 30th, 2018. He was age 94. It mentioned that, and I got this from most people, they said that he was one of the most decent presidents we've had. And I can say that's true. I can say the jobs were definitely available more than back then than now in certain in a lot of ways. I would say small businesses for sure getting started.
It was a big difference back then.
Now they want to check your blood type and everything else now to get you before you get into a job these days. Totally different ball game now versus back then. But he's a good president, and condolences to the Bush family. Also, too, I want you guys to get a chance to go to steviehelps.me. You go there, you'll find the Blog Talk Radio Show. You find a lot about me, actually. Get a chance to go there. We do also, too, the CBD Pure. And the CBD Pure, basically, you have gels. Also, too, you can have get it to where you can actually put it underneath your tongue. You can hold it there. And then while holding it there, hold it there for about 15 seconds. Swallow. And then from there, say get about 15 minutes, you start feeling a little relaxed. And then from you start feeling, I say, results as little as, I would say, less than a few days. It's just that strong. Different milligrams, 100 to 300, 500 milligrams. I would also say that I've been getting a lot of messages on Instagram of like rare marijuana, but this is not like the marijuana that's pretty much illegal. This is, I've never ever, and people that know me never ever had done marijuana. So the oils for me is special. I actually love it. It's helped me so many different ways. You guys just don't understand. Now, that's up to you whether you want to try it or not. I advise you to, because the fact is, I know this is what it's doing for me. I feel so much stronger. I feel I have that extra energy that I didn't have this time last year and prior to those years. From football, just a lot of physical trauma, you would say pain, just arthritis in my fingers. This CBD Pure is magic. I love the one flavor, just the pure, because the fact it tastes like more like an olive oil, a vegetable, but I really believe in it because it's working, and I'm going to stay with it. Also, too, the music brief right there was Shannon Morrell Holtz, real briefly, and at the end of the show, I play more of her music, but it's Shannon Morrell Holtz. You hear some of her music, and a little bit, actually, this is she has different tunes on here, but Shannon Morrell Holtz, you can find her. The name is Shannon, S-H-O-N-N-I-E, and that's actually M-U-R-R, and that's E-L-L, Shannon Morrell Holtz, H-O-L-T-Z. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and she's also offer bookings, etc. Now, we're going to get into the show. Hopefully I didn't miss anything. We're going to get to the show about this gossip. Mm-hmm. Usually when you hear gossip, it's not just for, you know, usually ladies, you know, don't get upset, but use this for them. They do a lot of gossip. They talk a lot. They talk, and it's a good thing. They communicate that way. Most guys are doing other things, but they gossip too, okay? You have men these days gossip more than females. Trust me, they do. The topic, why you shouldn't be gossiping. And I didn't get any comments. I guess I have to start doing my post a little bit better when I'm doing it, because I didn't get any comments at all about this. I had this hat on. I got more comments about the hat than the actual the topic. So I guess I have to do something different on that. But this is going to be interesting to show. And during the show, I want you guys to really, really pay close attention to where you find yourself in the gossip category. First of all, the definition of gossip is casual or unconstrained conversation, okay, or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true. I'll say it again. The definition of gossip is casual or unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true. Also, to use a verb here, it says engaging in gossip. They would start gossiping about her. And as soon as she left, they start gossiping about her. They hang around with her, but they'll gossip about her as soon as she left. Watch your friends. Pay attention. They say they would start gossiping about her as soon as she left. Watch your friends. I'm going to give you some biblical standpoints about gossip. And then after I do this, do a biblical standpoint about gossip. I'm going to give a quote about what my mom used to say, and then I'm going to give you guys a little story. With the biblical standpoint about gossip, you go to Proverbs 20, chapter 19, verse for your believers. If you're unbelievers, I want you to listen, pay attention, because this is real good stuff here. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a simple babbler. So basically, you have these people out here pushing slander, just saying things to really be important. And down the road, they only hurt themselves. We're sitting here, stay away from them, pulled into something that you didn't say. That's the problem with gossip. You can be pulled into something that you didn't say because you're around a particular group, a particular person, especially for your younger group, your younger listeners, if you're listening, you got to watch what your friends are saying. Okay? You go to Proverbs 16, chapter 20, verse. It said, a dishonest man breeds strife, and a whisper separates close friends. Okay? They're saying, a dishonest man. Okay? It spreads strife, and a whisper separates close friends. You find yourself with gossip. Every time someone gossips and you're around, you pretty much just start running. You need to start running. The problem was today, and we'll get into the topic later in a few minutes, you know, within an hour, you find out that it's so easy to be attached to gossip. And you find out how backwards we are today, and not knowing that you pretty much, or we're pretty much ringleaders of it. You go to Proverbs 6 chapter 6 verse 16 to 19, verses 6 chapter 6 verse 16 to 19. It says that there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are a nation to him: haughty eyes, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans. Also, feet that make haste to run to evil. Okay? A false witness who breathes out lies. And one who sows discord among brothers. It's dangerous. Very dangerous. You go to Exodus 23rd, chapter 1st verse. It says, you should not spread a false report. Okay? Well, don't try to say fake news. I'm just saying. I'm not just being funny right now. Let me get back to what I was saying. But it said, you should not spread a false report. Okay? You should not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. When I say man, that includes you too, ladies. It's man or female, male or female. Man, that includes you too. It says, you should not join hands with a wicked man or female to be a malicious witness. Go to Matthew. You know what, too? Well, not what I just said about that. You should not join hands with a wicked man or woman to be a malicious witness. You have a lot of people out here today that's doing just that. That's doing just that. For greed, for attention. Yes, you do have that. You go to Matthew 12, chapter 36 through 37 verse, and you go there, it says that, I tell you, so I go there, it says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. Okay? I'll say it again, Matthew 12, 36 through 37 verse. It said, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. All right, you got to pay close attention to that now. Some serious, serious stuff right there. Okay. This is why you shouldn't gossip. This is why you should be gossiping. First of all, it's a sin. Okay? It's a sin. It starts rumors. It destroys lives. Destroys family. Friendships. And the thing about when you gossip, it comes back to bite you down the road. It's karma. It's karma. Karma for sure. It feeds negative thoughts to your brain. Okay? Stay away from gossip. You have to do that. And the world today is driven by it. And you're not paying attention to that. You got to stay away from it, for sure. I'm going to tell you guys something here. That my mom, sorry, I stepped away from now. From the phone for a minute. My mom always told me, she said, if you don't have anything good to say about someone, he said, Stevie, don't say anything at all. Don't say anything. I'm going to say it again. My mom always told me, if you don't have anything good to say about someone, don't say anything at all. I'm not bragging on myself, but people that know me will tell you that I don't do this. And you pretty much almost have to practice it. You got to practice it. You can't do that. And I try my best to practice what my mom teach, for sure, especially about talking bad about anyone or someone. That's something that I don't do. If you have someone talking bad about a particular person or persons, always find something good of that person they're discussing to talk about. Okay? Always find something good at the person they're talking about. And basically, at the end of the day, you will feel better about what you did. Always do that. Thinking right now. I know it. I know it because it's true. I'm thinking. Okay. I'll give you something to really think about in a minute, though. Gossip. Mm-hmm. Just about everyone these days has this problem. Everyone. You got kids gossiping now, learning from their parents. Just gossiping. You have nothing better to do but gossip. Y'all think it's okay. Mm-mm. It's bad. It's bad. It's a bad habit. It's almost becoming an addiction. You know, it's bad. In today's society, at least 90% of the TV shows, media networks, are all promoting gossip. Okay? What makes it so funny, we have become immune to this. That's the problem. We're immune to it. We find ourselves in the morning getting up to listen to gossip. Just can't wait to get up in the morning and listen to gossip. I mean, running through the hallway, falling out the bed to listen to gossip. We find ourselves at lunchtime waiting to spread gossip. Your buddies, girlfriends, waiting to spread it. Can't wait to spread some gossip. We find ourselves in the evening, listening to gossip before we go to bed and sleeping with negative energy. And we're wondering why we're sick, wondering why we have you can't sleep, wondering why you don't feel well. And my mama said, you know what? Full of hell. Full of it. Check this out right here. Some of us will fight, argue among each other, so they can watch a particular TV show that's continuously spreading gossip. However, not understanding the negative impact damage that's causing that person or persons to have mentally. I said again, some of us will fight and argue among each other so they can watch a particular TV show that's continuously spreading gossip. However, not understanding the negative impact damage that's causing that person or persons to have mentally. I mean, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. We have been so blinded, brainwashed, not to see this. We've been feeding off the TV shows for sure and carrying this problem out among our family, friends, and coworkers. Y'all not even paying attention right now. That's what's going on. I'm gonna tell you guys a story. I'm gonna tell you guys a story right now. It was this particular person years ago that went through a major, major situation. It was more or less as a scheme, whatever you want to call it. But you gotta understand, sometimes God, Jesus Christ, would put people in situations that they can handle for the other people, because the other people can't handle it, but at the same time for those other people to pay attention so it won't happen to them. Basically, using that particular person as an example. Okay? This particular person went through a really rough time with family, friends, so-called associates. Now, when he was going through the situation, now, the people that was around him are people that supposed to be his friends or some family. They actually was really, really against him. And all they talked about was negative. Gossiping about that person daily, morning, and night. So the other persons that were in favor of that particular person would show less interest and favor into that person. Okay? They'll lose faith. See, when you gossip, gossiping, you got to watch how the negative energy would transfer to you. And then you start thinking your thoughts would be off. So when a person is gossiping, it's really, they're not happy with themselves. They're not. They really want to be that person, but they don't know how to be that person because it's not in their heart. So make a long story short, that's what they all say. Okay, getting back to what I was saying. So this particular person went through some hard times, but Jesus knew that particular person was going to make it through. That person also knew that if he didn't make it through, he understood what God was doing and understand and was accepting what God was doing for him or her at that particular time. But no, the gossipers didn't know the real game. They couldn't see it. That particular person made it through on their feet, moving and striving, running on their tiptoes now, doing positive things, and becoming successful again. Moving forward. Basically, they ran through the fire. They ran through the fire and didn't know they had a fire truck. They was in the fire truck and they was running through the fire. The fire truck was putting the fire out, but they didn't see it. The gossipers. These same gossipers. 10, 15, 20 years from now, they are having pure hell. They're going through situations that wasn't similar to the situation that that particular person went through, but they're having the hardest time to get through. They get hit from the left, get hit from the right, the top of the head, up under the feet. They can whip every which way they can be whipped. And they're so confused and don't understand how to get through. Because they didn't have God on their side. See, the person that was going through this, male or female, and even if they grew up in church, and if they didn't grow up in church, they understood what God was doing. It was time out for them. The other gossipers, they don't have what that particular person had. That person had Jesus. Even though they were out doing too much here and there, but they still had Jesus. They still got on their knees. Now, the people that's gossiping, they don't have that. They don't know about that. Some have it and not aware of it. But now they have to start all back over, those people that's gossiping, and find that. Find that clean heart to get back on track. And guess what? When God put those hands on you, it's nothing that nobody on this planet, human, can do to help you. Be careful when you point the finger. You have three pointed right back at you. When you point and reach, you better be reaching for a handshake to welcome somebody and say hello and be thankful. Gossip is serious. It says sharper than they say it's in the book. It says sharper than I can't have the quotes for me, but sharper than a double-edged sword. Be careful. Do you notice magazines and television shows? I heard today. I'm gonna make you guys a little upset with this. Magazine and television shows, programs, have made celebrity gossip over a $3 billion industry. Wow, wow, wow. And guess who helped it? You. You helping it. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. You helping it. That's right. This shows us how mentally evil we have become. A bunch of puppets. We have been immune to gossip. And some of us unaware that they're doing so. Didn't even have a clue. I hope you listen to what I'm saying so you have a clue. There are so many people at home today and at night, miserable, just straight up miserable, because they have been mentally and physically drained over the networks. They have been watching and preaching, teaching gossip. Most of them have used it in a very negative way. Again, among their friends and family. Some are aware of it, some not. At this very point right now, you have people sitting at home being lazy, okay? Sitting at home being lazy right now. Not using the talent that Jesus has given them, but complain about what they don't have financially, what they want or don't have, instead of being proactive. Helping others that want to be helped. Give or pass on the talent God gave you very, very important. I said something to my son. He's 20 years old. I said, I gotta give you the baton. I can't run like I used to. When you can't run, anything you can do, if you can talk words of wisdom, use it. Be proactive. Be positive. Pass the baton. Everybody know how a relay works in track. A person get tired, they got to pass the baton to keep the pace going or to pick up speed. Don't forget that God gave us all a gift. And don't forget to use it. We're not find out about it, the gift you have. We all have a gift. See, we've forgotten the gifts that God gave us. That's what's so unique. All of us have a gift. As long as you're on this earth, you should be helping instead of pulling people down. Do you know the more truly positive things you do for others? I mean, God sees it. He sees what you do. He sees it. You can't hide that. You can't run from him. He sees you. And I'm saying that the more positive things you do for helping others, he will start doing for you. But from the heart, you must help. From the heart. Don't go out there bragging what you know. You got to do it from the heart. If you're in a particular group, friends, whatever group that may be, age included, that go for you too, the younger group, if you're listening. Gossip or gossiping about a particular person or persons, like I said before, you're doing that. Try to find something nice to say about that person that they're talking about. And those same particular group that you're dealing with, or so-called friends you're dealing with, also will turn on you. And you will be the next gossip story. You got to be careful about this gossip. It's serious. We don't see it. Not paying attention. Not paying attention at all. It's happening continuously. All the time it's happening. We're not paying attention to it. I found this. It said gossip is a deadly sin. It has destroyed many people. It has tarnished tons of reputations, broken friendships, family, and many, many churches. Gossip. You see, gossip is very easy to start, heard, but spread faster than wildfire. The most dangerous part of gossip is quickly to believe. I'm going to say it again. The most dangerous part of gossip, quickly to believe. Yeah, until you hear the other story. You know, there is at least 94 Bible verses about the strength of the tongue, how mighty it is. That's how powerful the tongue is. 94 verses breaks you down to how powerful the tongue is. I've seen, and we've all been around people that's gossiping. They gossip so much now, in this day and time, it's almost like a job They feel like they're working. They can pay it all right. They can pay for the road, the adversity they're going to face down the road. It may not be this year. It may not be next year. It may not be the next 5 years. It may be the next 10 years, though. It's coming. It's coming. You're going to pay for it. Whether you like me or not, I'm not the problem. The problem is you have to stop that gossiping. And that's just the truth. Personal reputation. Gossiping. Which will you choose? Destroyer, neutral, defender. Okay? The straw category, you continue to gossip. Okay? Continue to gossip. You continue to gossip. It's going down a road. No signs. No map quest. The phone is stopped. Like old school days, back in the day, you used to drive with a map. All you have is a map. You got to know how to read. You have to know how to read the map. Going down an abandoned road. An abandoned road take you 50 or 100 miles off track to a dead end. That's a destroyer. So when you want to be a destroyer, good luck. Good luck. Maybe peaches and cream now. But good luck. Keep gossiping. Neutral. He says nothing. You're just a follower. Majority, you're a step above a follower, and you're just neutral. That's all. You step above it. You know, you're just there. You're not gonna do too much. You're not gonna say too much. You're just plain. Okay. Defender speaks up. The person that's being gossiped about. That's what I'm talking about. See, you want somebody going to stand up and say what's right. You want somebody going to fight to death. That's what you want. If we didn't have that, we wouldn't be where we're at today. Okay? We had people fighting for us back in the day. That's where you're at right now. That's where you're breathing this fresh air and you're going about your way and have possibilities and goals set up for you and not run through too many, you went through circumstances, you got to have obstacles in life, but we have people fighting for us. Okay? That's what I'm about. Destroyer, continue to gossip. Neutral, not going to do nothing. You know, you're fine, just say nothing. You're just in the group, you're just walking around, it's no problem. You're okay. Defender, you just go speak up for a person being gossiped about. Which will you choose? Better yet, which would God choose? Now, like I said, gossiping, my mom always said, and you heard this from people back in the day, they said this. If you don't have anything good to say about somebody, don't say it at all. Okay? You better pay attention to that. If you don't have anything good to say about somebody, don't say it at all. If you go also to, for your parents out there, there's children's books about gossip. Mr. Peabody's Apple by Madonna, actually. Everybody knows what Madonna is. You know, I think you young ones out there, you know about Madonna. Definitely us old heads. A boy gossips about a man and says he's stealing. Check this out again. A boy gossips about a man and says he's stealing. He made a false statement. The boy learns Okay. When I say the boy, that also too, that mean you too, girl or females, ladies. A boy or a man gossip about a man and says he's stealing. He made a false statement. The boy or girl learns. Spreading gossip is like shaking all the feathers out of a pillow and let them blow everywhere. That's a lot of feathers to pick up. Then try to pick up the feathers. Gossip. You can't. Remember the power of the word. Remember the power of the word. The words that you're speaking. Remember the power of your words. Okay? Gossip is very, 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 very powerful. When you hear adults say, you better watch your mouth, don't be a fool and not pay close attention to what they said. Okay? When you hear adults say, you better watch your mouth, don't be a fool and not pay close attention to what they said. With gossip, like I said, it's a very, 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 very dangerous word. And so many people out there today was just wallowing mud with it, just sleeping all in it. It's like they just walking through a field. I don't know if many people have been through saw hunts when I go back into Louisiana, a hunt. And sometimes you may walk through a field and you might have cattle. And you're not paying attention, you know, anybody can be walking, stumble, whatever. But gossip is just like this, like those feathers. You better off putting your hand in some cow manure and just go eat dinner with it. That's what gossip is. It's going to be a long time for you to get that smell off. It's going to be a long time. But you know, some of us out there, we like that. We like that gossip. We love it. Well, okay. All right. You keep on loving it. You know, I told you to get back at me another 10 years from now. See how much you like it. Like I said, my mom used to say, if you don't have anything good to say about someone, don't say anything at all. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. See you next week.